Hello, Dog Days Podcast listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, where it is not sunny. It is dark. It is after 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. Hope everybody's doing well when you hear this. This is part of the Dog Days of Advent. If you want to find out more about this challenge, go over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com or check out Facebook. I think we're over there, too. Look for Dog Days of Podcasting. Kind of a unique name. Can't miss it. It is Saturday, and as I promised, Donna is home, safe and sound. Got a good rest from all the traveling she did. She was up early this morning to get home, and everything went well. Good to have her back. Good to have her back. I did get the Christmas lights up. I did not get to the gym. I am still sore from last night. Oh, but man, I had a great massage this morning. This guy was like 225 or 230 pounds. And just big, meaty hands that, as he was working me over, I thought, this guy would be really good on athletes. And he actually said, I'm graduating and I'm going to go start my own practice working with athletes. I went, dude, that is so weird. But in case you didn't know, it's not like I indulge and do massages. It's more for therapeutic reasons. The loosen up the back, loosen up the neck, and man, he did loosen up the back really nice. It's also very affordable at the low, low price of $12.50. But you do have to get up mighty early on a Saturday morning because it is first come, first serve. That's another story for another time. As I mentioned, the Christmas lights are up. That went up actually pretty quickly once I found lights that worked. And remember to use the ladder. The palm tree gets taller every year, and now I have to use the ladder to start it. And got that all wired up, looking good. Lights went on when they were supposed to. All right, no dilly-dallying this time. I am going to go right into the Advent Word of the Day for December 9th. The Word of the Day is wilderness. And I jotted down some notes real quick of what I think of when I hear the word wilderness. One, unprotected. When you're out in the wilderness, you don't have any shelter, you don't have any clothes, maybe not even any food. Vulnerable would be another word. You know, there are wild animals out there that want to eat you for their food. And, you know, some people may think of it as a back-to-nature thing, as a simpler way to do it. But don't confuse nature with wilderness. Nature is one thing. Wilderness is you know, obviously it's part of nature, but it's I feel it's more inclusive than includes things that make you vulnerable and unprotected. And I am not a wilderness person. I mean, I do stuff outdoors. I don't like to go skiing, I like to go golfing, but that's not wilderness stuff. Taking this into the spiritual sense, I crave protection and safety. So take that as your holiday message. Going to keep it short on a Saturday night here. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everyone, for whatever holiday you are celebrating. I wish you all the best. See if I can hit this button rather than change the volume. There we go. So take care, and I will see you later.